When life gets difficult, how do you not get frustrated with God? How do you not get mad at Him? How do you keep running to Him and not away from Him? And how do you stand on His promises when it looks like nothing is going your way? Before we get into it today, I want to remind you about Better Life coming this April 12th, 2024 in Grapevine, Texas. I'm so excited to have my mom, Dodie Osteen, my sister, Lisa Comas, and my brother, Joel Osteen, with me that night. We're going to have a great night, a live house of hope, a special time of encouragement and prayer with my brother, and then I'll bring an inspirational message. You know, Better Life is for everyone, so bring a friend, bring your spouse, bring a relative. Get your tickets today at aprilsimons.com. You know, seating is limited, so I just want to encourage you to go to the description box below and go to aprilsimons.com, reserve your seat. I would love to see you there on April the 12th. Let's get into today's episode, Keeping the Faith While You're Navigating Tough Times. Now, we all go through tough seasons of life. And if you're tired and worn out and maybe a little discouraged today because your prayers haven't been answered, I want to share a way that you can get your hopes back up. The scripture says in Acts 2, David said this, "I see God before me all the time. Nothing can shake me. He's right by my side. I'm glad from the inside out, ecstatic. I pitched my tent in the land of hope." I love that scripture. Now, I don't know where you've parked your life today or pitched your tent today, but today is all about getting through the tough times with fearless faith and camping out in the land of hope. You know, a lot of times we pray and we need a right now answer. And often we don't get a right now answer. It's easy to get weary and to get tired and discouraged. And that's when the most important thing that we can do is dial into our faith and get our hopes back up. See, hope in scripture simply means a strong and confident expectation. It's knowing that what God has promised in His Word is an absolute truth, and often we have to remind ourselves to get our hopes back up during the difficulties of life. Why? Because hope causes us to see things differently. We see with eyes of faith. And faith in action means we simply look beyond our current situation, our challenges, our unanswered prayers, and say this, "God, I'm hanging on to Your promises. And I'm not going to allow what I currently see to cause me to forget what You've already promised in Your Word." You know, you might be thinking, "I've lost a lot in my life, April. How do I get my hopes back up after that?" Well, you can just kind of challenge your faith and start talking to God like this. "God, I've been through some stuff, and I'm going through some stuff right now, and it doesn't look good. But God, You've promised me beauty for these ashes, and I'm holding on to Your promises." You have to remind yourself that God has promised you the victory. "God, You've promised me the victory, and I'm going to stand strong knowing that even though I don't see the victory yet, I'm going to trust You in the process of waiting." Y'all, do you know that there's a process and we have to trust God in the process of waiting? I know sometimes that's so hard. And so often we're looking for God to move, and in all honesty, sometimes God is looking for us to wait. He wants us to trust Him in the process. He wants us to trust His timing. He wants us to take ourselves out of the driver's seat and let Him be in total control. See, I've discovered this. God will take me through some places that I just don't understand just to bring me to the place where He needs me to be. Ultimate trust. You know, even though it's difficult right now, and I don't know what you're going through, you have to remind yourself that there is a promise in the process. And you have to hold on to that promise. That's faith. Here's some things to think about and ask yourself during that process of waiting. Number one, how am I going to act in the process? Am I going to keep a good attitude? Number two, how am I going to pray in this process? Am I going to pray out of fear or am I going to pray in faith? Number three, what am I going to say in the process? Am I going to speak the problem or am I going to remind God of His promises? See, the process is where fearless faith has to kick in. So what is fearless faith? Fearless faith says this, "I'm not going to camp out in the difficulty. I'm going to walk through it." The scripture says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me, Your rod and Your staff comfort me." You have to remind yourself the fact that you're going through something means you're going towards something. Fearless faith says, just because I can feel opposition doesn't mean I'm defeated. Exodus says, the Lord will fight for me. Just stay calm. Well, that's good, y'all. Fearless faith says, just because it gets rough, I refuse to give up. Fearless faith says, I will keep standing until I see my miracle. Ephesians 6 says, having done all, stand. You know, here's some truths. There's going to be times when you see nothing. You got to keep standing. There's going to be times when it appears to get worse. Keep standing. There's going to be times when you feel like you can't take one more thing. Keep standing. Psalm 31 says, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. Get your hopes back up. God is with you. He's for you. He's around you. And he's concerned about what you're concerned about. So let me encourage you today that you can make it through the difficult seasons of life. Trust your faith more than you trust your fear. Hosea 2 says, God will transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. I want to pray over you today. I want to pray that you get back in that place of hope. I want to pray that whatever difficulty you might be going through, that you keep going through it and you stand in faith. So, Father, I pray for anyone who's going through a difficult season, a difficult day, a difficult time right now. I pray, Lord, that you would be that ever-present help in time of need, Lord God. Let them know that you're with them, you're for them, that you are working things out behind the scenes. That they may not see you or feel you, but Lord God, let them know that you are just there doing things for them that's working out their miracle, working out their breakthrough. I pray, Lord God, that they wouldn't give up, that they wouldn't lose hope, that they wouldn't become impatient and just give up on you. Father, I thank you that today as we pray according to your word, the tide of the battle is turning, and I pray that their hearts would be encouraged, their faith would be strengthened, Lord God, and I thank you that they're going to see miracles come to pass soon, in Jesus' name. Hey, whatever you're believing God for today, let me just say this, get your hopes back up. It's not over until God says it's over. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed it today. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day.